Erevin Perkalf Mishnah Hey. This is a continuation from the previous Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Shita, who held that you don't need the beam to be strong. It just has to be the width of one tefach. Haisa shel kasha shel konim. Even if this beam is made out of straw or reeds, Rona sakilu hishama techas, we look at it just like it was of metal, that it's very strong. Because like we said, at least according to the other Rishonim, that the whole point of a korah is specifically as a hecker. If we recall, the Rav says, Rabbi Yehuda Shita, is that a korah acts as a mechitza. But whether it's a mechitza or a hecker, it doesn't have to be strong enough in its current state that it can handle something above it. It just has to be wide enough that when people see it, it has that width. That width can support something. Akuma, if this kara, this beam is crooked, it's bending. Rona sakilihi pshuta, we look at it as if it's straight. Now, many of the Mefarshim learned that this is even, according to the Tanakhama, even if you disagree with Rabbi Yehuda, this is something that you can do right now to the current beam. You can fix it, you can cut it down. You don't need something else from the outside to fix it. Although you can't fix it on Shabbos, obviously. But since it can be fixed, and the whole pshat here, this whole din of a korah is a din derabanan, that it's just that people should see it, as long as you have the ability to straighten it out, ronasa ki'ilu hipshuta, we look at it as if it's straight. Similarly, agula, if the beam is round, and when you have a round beam, you can't lay things on, they're just going to roll right off. Ronasa ki'ilu hi murbas, we look at it as if it's squared. Kol sheyesh bekeifo shlosh etvachim yesh barochav tefach. There's a klal. Mathematically, it's a little bit different, but it's very similar to this. Anything that has a circumference of three tfachim, when you look at the circle, if you went around, if you, let's say, take a thread and measure the thread going around a beam, so that measurement will be three times the width of the beam from side to side, which means that if you would take this beam, this circular beam, and you'd cut it straight down the middle, so now you have two semicircle halves. So this semicircle beam can now be, the Mefarshim explained, that you can carve it out a little bit, and therefore you would have its surface at one tefach. Because since the initial beam was three tefachim, that means if you cut it along the middle, there would for sure be a tefach along the middle, and there should be a picture below. And that, we know, is the shear that's needed, and it should be fine, even according to the Chachamim.